Ad kama, till how long is the call the son knows the mother? If you're nursing already for 3 months, then she can't stop. 30 days is enough. 50 days. That's the law of Rav Yitzchok. The what? 50 days. Shama mishum Rav Yechon. Marpishleim Rav Rav Yechon kol chad v'chad kichurfei. Depends how old he is. What's Rav Rav Yechon? Rav says what? Shleishim chadoshim, right. Rav Yechon says 50. Elul Shmuel. Shmuel says what? 30 days. Because the Marki ha gavdim imishkachas lo. Is it possible if the 30-day, 1-month-old kid knows his mother? Don't listen to this cloud, the general rule that Yehuda, my brother, said, Mishmeri Shmuel. But rather, this is what Shmuel said. Any time, no matter how old the kid is, to be 1 or 2 days old, if he recognizes his mother, that's enough. And what's the case? Cases like this. The Yehuda Yosla came with the Shmuel. Gerusha came in front of Shmuel, Omalei, the Ravdimi by Yosef, Zil Bodka. So she's saying she doesn't want a nurse. And the husband is saying, no, you have to, my kid knows you already. And she says, no, the kid doesn't know me. So Zil Bodka, let's check out, let's see if the kid knows the mother or not. So also what they did is, Yosef Bedori Dinoshi. They put the mother in a row with a few other ladies. Vishakta, the brother, took the kid in front of each lady. When the kid came in front of his mother, his face lit up. No, the 1 day, 2 year day kid recognizes the mother already. His kashtin liyena, the mother closed her eyes, turned the head away. She didn't want the kid to recognize him. Minei, oh my Lord, he said, not the finecha, no, you pick up your eyes. Kum dori brich, go take your son. In other words, a 2 day old kid could also recognize his mother. You take the kid past the mother, if he makes a face, a smile, that's cool, he knows his mother. Suma minei yod, for the Gemara, a blind kid, how does he know his mother? Amravashi berecho v'taima. He could smell his mother, or he could taste his mother. If he tastes the milk, when he nurses also, he could be used to his mother. He could also tell it. Just take him near the mother, and he'll smell the mother. He could also recognize his mother. All right, stop here. You're holding off samach. You're immersed in the middle of by two dots. Torah Rabbonim, we learned like this. Yoinik, tinik, v'hoylech, ad esrim, v'yabo, chodesh. A lady, she's allowed to nurse her child for 2 years, for 24 months. Mikan v'elach, after that, is kiyonik sheket. Then it's not nice. It's like he's being yoinik, like he's nursing from a sheket. It's dava meshukat, Rashi says, it's not nice to do anymore. Rashi says, kilu yoinik dava meshukat. It's like you're nursing for something that's not nice. Divi Rebbe Lezer, that's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Afilu Abo V'Chomei Shonim. No, she's allowed to nurse even till the child is 4 or 5 years old. If she wants to, she could continue nursing. That's halacha. She could continue nursing even though the child is till 4 or 5. Pirush, let's say she stopped nursing though. Li'achar Esrim V'Yabo Chodesh. After the child is 2 years old, then she continues nursing again. It's Kiyanik Sheketz. That's also not right. It's also not nice. Something not to do. Kiyanik Sheketz. Now, Amamah, we just learned, Mikan v'yeluch, after this, whether it's 2 years or else after 5 years old, the kid, is kiyonik sheketz. It's like, chura, the hafa minimum, you're doing something not right, you're like drinking sheketz from a sheketz. Yechura, it means to say that the milk of the mother is also for the child to drink. For the Gemara minimum, I have a kasher on this. It's not a locha like this. Yochol, I would have thought. Yehei cholof. I would have thought that the milk that comes out of a lady, in other words, people that walk like a man, like a human being, they didn't, when really that's the way it should be. And Svara, I should have thought it's also to drink the milk of a lady. Why? An animal calls them on, it's alive, it has no tumah. It has no dinida like by an animal. Calls them on, the animal is alive. If you touch it, it's not matamiyu. Hechmato v'cholva, still the locher is, the cholov is also. Femina v'choris, the gomel shnei pomer, Rashi says, pomer chad less the cholboi, that the milk of a treif animal is treif, you're not allowed to drink it. The milk of a camel is treif. Says so, odom shechmato v'mago, a man, like an isha, when she's alive, she has tumah, she's a nida. Is Eina Din, isn't it for sure, Shetachma Becholboi, that for sure her milk should be also to drink? that the churit should be also for a person to drink the milk of a lady. Talmud Leima, this the Pasuk says no. The Pasuk says, Es ha-gomul ki mala gerhu. You're not allowed to eat a camel because gmala gerhu. So the diik is, Hu tomei v'ein cholov mehal cheshtayim tomei. That only the milk from a camel is treif, you're not allowed to eat, drink. Mashenke is the milk of a lady, you are allowed to drink. Elo tor, it's not tomei, but rather it's tor. So the kitchen is a ferish apostolic that the milk that comes out of a lady is kosher, you're allowed to drink it. Yochel, I would have thought, oitzi es hacholof. True, the milk of a lady is muti, you're allowed to drink it. Why? She neshava bakil. It's not shava bakil, not everybody has milk. Rashi, Shrei B'Toira Tohor. Like Neshava B'Kol, it's not by everybody. It means men don't have milk. But V'lo Yoytzi Es Adam, I should not take out the Dam, Shushava B'Kol, Dam is also by everything. Or else Rashi means not forget. Milk is this, no. Milk is not Shava B'Kol because the milk of an animal that's Tohor, you're allowed to drink. So only the milk of an animal that's Tomei, that's Treif. Ma'ashem came dam shu shava bakil. The dam of an animal, any dam, any blood of any animal is also teat. So I would have thought tuadin, the blood of a person, of a man, is also usher. Talmud, when this the pasuk says again, who? That a gomel is tummy. Who tummy? V'yein dam mehal cheshtayim tummy. Ma'ashem came the blood that comes out of a person is mutim midiraisa. Elo tor, you should know it's not tummy, but rather it's tor. That's the halacha. With the yiraisa, the blood that comes out of a person, a man or a lady, you're allowed to drink it. So the milk that comes out of a lady, the pasuk says also mutter to drink. So it's a kasha. Why does the Gemara before say that when the kid is 2 years old, according to one man the yama, or else when he's 4 or 5, then it's also to nurse? Mashmit's also with the yiraisa, the milk is also for him. Why? So my answer is v'yamar rosheshes, afilu mitzvahs pre-shein boy. You should know, even mid Rabbonin, there's no issa to drink the milk of a lady. So, Chura, how come before we're saying it's called like a sheketz, maybe if the kid nurses when he's 5 years old, or like one man the army after 2 years old? Tomorrow says, like Kasha, Ha de Parsh, Erechanami. If the lady pumps the milk out of her, and you have the milk in a glass, true, anybody's allowed to drink it. It's tor, it's kosher, you're allowed to drink it. Ha de Loi Parsh. But here, the Gemara before is talking about, we're still on the ladies, our breasts. So the question is, you want a nurse to suck it out of the lady, that's not nice. That's doima to a sheketz. That midrabanan, it's not right to do. Only a kid, a woman the yama till he's 2 years old, la locha, even he could be 4 or 5 years old. If she didn't stop nursing, she has a right to nurse till he's 4 or 5. But for an adult to suck, to nurse from a lady, that's a dova meshukets, midrabanan, it's awesome. But the chalufa v'dam, there's just the opposite by blood. The blood of a person. The Watka Tanya will learn like this. Dam Shagavi Kikur. Let's say somebody has a tooth is bleeding, from the teeth is bleeding, and when he takes a bite in the bread, some of the blood goes on the bread. So Lachar is Dam Shagavi Kikur. If you have blood on top of the bread, is Geruroi. You have to scrape off the blood. You're not allowed to eat that blood. Midrabanan, it's also. Then you could eat the blood. You could eat the bread. What about Shebein Hashinayim? Let's say you have blood in between your teeth. Halach is what you say. Then you're allowed to suck it out and swallow it. V'yein ha-choshesh, there's no issa. In other words, it's only an issa of marasayin. If the blood comes out of your body and is on something, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the case. Sometimes you take a bite in the bread and you find there's some blood. Your teeth was bleeding. You have the blood there. You're not allowed to eat that bread. Mashenkin, when the blood did not come out of your body, it didn't come out on bread. It's in between your teeth, then you're allowed to suck it. So it's just the opposite. Blood and milk have just the opposite halachas. Omar Mar, we learned before, that Yabishua Reimer, Afilu Abo V'chomishonim, even though the kid is 4 or 5 years old, still is allowed to nurse. He's allowed to still nurse from his mother. For Tani, we learned Yabishua Reimer, Afilu Chavilosa Yakseifov, that even though the child is old enough to carry a bundle on his shoulders, still is allowed to nurse. So the chur, it's a different shiur, the Havamina was. Have the Gemara know, Idi v'idi chodesh yiruhu. I'll tell you, they're both the exact same shiur. Means even though he's 4 or 5 years old, still is allowed to nurse. Omer Rav Yosef, halacha k'rav Yeshua, that's taka halacha. Halacha is the kid, if he's nursing straight, and his mother didn't stop nursing him, he's allowed to nurse even though he's 4 or 5 years old. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Marinus Einer. Goinech. Let's say a person has a lot of pain. He's sick. He has like a heart condition. And the doctor says the refuah, the medicine for you is to suck the milk out of a goat. Salacha is yoinik cholav b'Shabbos. You're allowed to suck the milk out of a goat even on Shabbos. My time, l'chur, what's the heter? L'chur, it's an issa. L'chur, it's also to nurse, or to milk a cow, to milk on your Shabbos. To nisi di raisa, to milk the milk out of a cow. So more something like this. Yoinik, it depends how you get the milk out. If you only suck the milk out of a cow or out of a goat here, mefarik kalachayad. True, it's a mlocha. It's the mlocha of mefarik. You're like separating. You're taking out food from something that was not food before. That's like taking the kernel out of the shaft. That's called mefarik. But here you're doing a kalachayad. You're not doing it the normal manner. You're doing with the shino something different. In other words, Rashi says, shein derech b'nei yodom linok el l'chol aviyad. How do you milk a cow? The derech is not to suck from the cow, but rather to squeeze it with your hands. See, if the person has to suck from the goat on Shabbos, that's a shinui. So it's only osim midrabbanan. And the klal is, of a mokum tzara, here the person has a heart condition, and the refuah is to take this milk, to suck the milk out of the goat, is lagoz rabbanan. The rabbanan does not make such a gzeira. But it's only because he had tzara, she says, shemitztayim akovayim, his pains hurt him. My sheikh of Allah has brought down, Ustam, you're hungry, or you're thirsty, then you have no heta, that avad is still awesome in the Rabbanin, to suck from a cow on Shabbos. But here, where you have a condition, where you're sick, and it's a tsar, if you don't take it, the mokum tsar of the Rabbanin will matter this isad Rabbanin of nursing a cow on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yosef says, halacha k'rabi marinus, that's taka the loch like marinus. Tanya, we learned, nochem ish gal yoyner. That Nochem Mishgalia said that Sinur, if you have your gutter on top of the roof, Sha'olu bo keshkashim, that it got clogged up, stuffed up, some keshkashim means straw got stuck there. And Mela, the case there is that you have a gutter on top of your roof that the water is supposed to flow down. And now that it got clogged up, it's overflowing and the water is coming into your house and it's ruining your house. So Halacha is Mamakon Baragla Bitsina B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to press down with your foot, like to clear the gutter. And do it bitsina, do it privately, people should not see you. If you ain't a chesh, you don't have to be afraid. The more my time, a while, the churi is being misakin, he's fixing something on Shabbos. The gutter right now is clogged up, it can't work. So churi, you're fixing it on Shabbos, it should be misakin. The more steret says, enechnami, but misakin kalachayadu. The fixing up you're doing right now is kalachayad. Ayidei shinui, something different. Rashi says, Baragla, you're using with your feet. Usually you do it with your hands. You clean it out with your hands. Here that you're cleaning it out with your feet, it's a shinui, it's mutter. Over makam seidele gozle barabonim. Here it's a hefsid, because if you're not going to clean out the gutter, the water will overflow into your house and ruin your house. So the makam, you're going to have a loss, the rabonim will not gozle if you do with the shinui. And over Rabbi Yosef, Alocha g'nocha mishgalya. Alocha is like nocha mishgalya. It's a bit of magela maisamol. Sometimes it happens that, let's say, your toilet gets stuffed on Shabbos. So Shala can use a plunger to plunge it down on Shabbos. So usually I think the psak is, the Rana Chorim to say it's mutter to do on Shabbos. The toilet gets clogged up, and all you have to do is take the plunger to plunge it down, since that's called the mokim, it's called covered abrius. Like, come on, you can't live in a house if you don't have a bath, if you don't have a bathroom there. If you don't have the toilet clogged, you can't live there, come on. So Malcolm covered a bria is also, there's such a head like that, to use the plunger to plunge down the toilet. Right. Tirish, liyacher eser v'yah b'chodesh, v'chozak yenik shekes. This everybody agrees. Even though the mother was nursing the child for 2 years, but then after 2 years are up, after 24 months she stopped, now she wants to go back to nurse, it's not right. But the rabbanon, it's called, you're being yenik from a shekets, it's not nice to do. For the more of a comma, how much does she have to stop to say that she can't start again? If she stops nursing for 3 days after the child is 2 years old, then she's not supposed to continue nursing. Some say, Tony, it was learned, don't just say it over, but it was learned like in a brisa. That's a brisa that says it's like a 3 days. If she stopped nursing for 3 days, then she's not supposed to continue on. Tana Rabbanu learned like this. Meinekes shemes. Baila b'toich esrim yabo chodesh is harezu loy tisaris loy tinosi. Menekes means a lady that's nursing. She just had a baby, she's nursing. So halacha is, even if a husband dies, for the next 2 years, 24 months, she's not allowed to remarry. We don't let her remarry. Midrabbanan, she can't even have erusin, and also, she can't have nisuin.